Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes.
Hugh, we like to talk about value wine all the time here on Cellar Notes.
But because I'm broke.
Yeah. Value is a relative term. Sometimes you can get some really nice $10 wines that are just great. But when you're talking about a wine like Bordeaux, which has traditionally been rather pricey, we're looking for, we're adjusting the scale up, let's put it that way a little bit. But you still can get really good Bordeaux without breaking the bank.
You can still get really good values. And right now, the exchange rate, the dollar versus the euro, is working in our favor. And so Bordeaux, which can be grossly overpriced, actually, right now, there are some relatively affordable values. One name to look for, and this is something that someone that you and I've known now for years, is Franck's Signature Wines, because he tends to pick very good quality wines that are really good values.
And this is an importer, and his name will be on the back.
Yeah, it'll say Franck's Signature Wines, just like their, you know, the Haas selections.
Right.
So this is a good one for looking for Bordeaux. Anyway. So I have four. Three of these are $20 or less.
That's good.
Which is a pretty good price for Bordeaux. So we'll start with the whites. So probably the best area for white in the entire Bordeaux region is Graves, which is sort of on the southern side. And so this is a classic one. It's called Chateau Cousteau. This was the 2016 vintage. This is a kind of a classic blend of Sauvignon Blanc, Semillon, with a little bit of Muscadel blended in. What you're going to find with this is that it's going to be super crisp, clean, sort of grapefruit and white flower notes with really good acidity. It's very classy and elegant. You can use this for anything where you'd use sort of Sauvignon Blanc. I like this wine. It's going to sell for about $20, so I think it's a pretty darn good value. Now, Bordeaux is mostly known for its reds. And here is, if there is such a thing, here is something that is an everyday Bordeaux.
Okay.
Okay? This is called Chateau Grand Porté. It sells for about $15, which means it's a deal. This is the 2016 vintage. It's a blend of 80% Merlot and 20% Cabernet Sauvignon. What's good about this is it's very fruit forward, which you would expect for a wine that's in this price point. Ripe cherry and cassis flavors with sort of a rounded, fleshy palate. And as I said, at $15, it's a pretty good value.
That sounds really good.
Yeah. Moving up, and this one, I tried this one twice, and I have to say, I got more and more impressed with it as I went along. This is going to cost about $20. This is called Chateau des Jouets. It's just a wonderful 2010, so it's got some time on it, which is really nice. It's a Bordeaux Supérieur, 70% Merlot, 15 Cab, 15 Cab Franc. Elegant, stylish, with ripe, dark fruits, silky texture, with notes of spice and leather. And as I said, it's fully mature at this stage, so at $20, that's a really good value.
That's a very, very good value.
Yeah. And then if you really want to blow the pocketbook a little bit, have a great Saturday night dinner wine, Chateau Le de Valentin, the 2015. This is a Saint-Emilion Grand Cru, plum and blackberry aromas with cherry and blackberry, elegant, refined, just a phenomenal finesse wine. This is going to run about $60, so you want to do this for a special occasion.
Yeah, it is. But I know that wine pretty well. It's really fabulous.
Yeah, I think it's pretty good value, believe it or not, at that price.
We're going to put these on the website. Maybe you want to look them up. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.